Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Here we are, the final week of the series of Habits. So if you're just jumping on, make sure you put your walking shoes on, maybe your earbuds, grab that coffee, sit out on that porch, but we're going to spend the next about 20, 30 minutes together as we finish our series on habits for the month of April. All right, you guys, we're jumping in. This is the fourth and final installment of our Habit Lab series. Make sure you listen good. You're going to love it. But if you like this and you're just finding us today, or you just, you kind of forgot about us and you found us again today, go back to the beginning. You don't have to, but if you want the whole series, the whole entire experience, jump to the beginning of April and listen to the whole Habit series for the month of April. And at the end of this, I have one last invitation for you before the doors close. So don't forget to stay through the whole thing so you can find your seat at my table for the month of May and June. All right, let's jump in with one of my closest friends, Jenna Zent. She's a genius. She's a spiritual leader, and she is my habit hype girl, is what I like to call her. So let's jump in, and I'll catch you on the other side. I remember when you and I had this conversation about, because you asked the question, like, what do you think about discipline and structure? And I had this epiphany that my dad is very structured and traveled as a minister and grew up in a boarding school. You know, swims every single day. He's like, he's the conveyor belt. He's Monk. Like, have you ever seen the show Monk?
Yeah, yeah.
He's Monk. Like, he is that way. And my mom, born on a farm, hippie, relaxed, super nurturing, doesn't have much of a routine other than like a cup of coffee in the morning. Like, just, and she's really easy to be with. So in my brain, I'm thinking, okay, structure is work, like work space. And nurture is not structure.
Oh.
So then when I started That's right. really unpacking my life, I realized that when I'm on the road and I'm working, I'm structured. Like, yeah, I've got it all together. But when I get home, I want to be like my mom and just throw everything caution to the wind and just be like nurturing. And I realized that that was not actually nurturing. Like I had put it into nurture as, you know, I don't need to have a structure. I don't need to have a plan. That's what it means to be safe and fun and all the things.
Oh, yeah.
But actually it was hindering my ability to actually relax. It was hindering my ability for my husband to feel like, or Ben to feel like he knew what was for dinner or, you know, that I knew what was going on. And so I had to really admit that was a disconnect of nurture versus discipline and structure. Mm. And that some structure actually creates connection, like you're talking about. Like, I thought, oh, structure is going to actually disconnect all nurture and all connection. But structure allows me to know dinner's already set, so I can spend 15 minutes yes. talking to my kid about their day because I'm not frantic about what we're going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. But who knew that? Like, who actually knew that that was a big deal?
No, not until, like, because you just don't take the time to decide, like, what is my definition of structure? Unless you have an odd person like me helping you out. Like, come on, what does God say about that?
No, exactly. So here's what Jenna and I are doing. Like, we obviously, and I know you've popped into different weeks. This is a 4-week series. So as you've popped in, and we obviously have cut and spliced this to be multiple weeks. But I want you guys to know something that we're doing. So I took this class. I spent 12 weeks. I'm going to get it right. 12 weeks in this class. And it was revolutionary for me. To be honest, many times after the class, I would just sit on my front porch and just read and write everything that we were talking about and just cry because I was like, oh, these are deep-seated limiting beliefs that our God wants to get a hold of my heart, and he wants to change my longevity and my ability to enjoy my life rather than just put up with my life and, you know, chaos. Like,
it actually helps you be present.
It helps you present. Like, if I would spend literally half my day trying to find something.
That's so so real.
Do you know what I mean?
Even if it was like a soccer cleat or something. Yes, like
just fight. Like, where are my keys? Like, my kids literally are like, oh, mom lost your phone again. I'm like, everybody has Find My iPhone on their phones
so
for
they can
me.
Help you. Oh, that's
for
hilarious.
Me, right?
But actually, I was gonna say, like, when I've had my habits up and running, right, my anxiousness, which I did not anticipate, I would not have labeled myself as an anxious person, but I think there was this low thrung of like assuming the other shoe's going to drop because I just was so scattered and didn't have time. Like, now I have a daily time management and a weekly time like scheduling plan so that I don't drop these little things. So because I can trust myself that they've been seen and I'm not waiting, almost like scanning the horizon for what I miss, yes. if that makes yes. sense, the anxiousness is gone. So I show up places differently and I've thought ahead, like, oh yeah, here's your extra snack for hip hop, which I remembered was happening today. You're welcome. Which was shocking to me. Yeah.
But also, like, to kick shame in the face and be like, I'm not going to be ashamed that I did get to that because I actually did my structure. Like, yeah. I did my morning routine and I did the things I needed to do. And so I'm sorry that that disappoints you, but man, I actually like told myself the truth and I did what I told myself I would do. So I'm building trust with myself. I'm not just building trust with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like,
that's so good.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to bow down to what you think of me more than I'm going to actually own my own space and say, like, I need change. And I said this over and over, but COVID messed me up. Like, I was very scheduled, very together. Mm. And COVID did a number on me mentally. I don't know if it was the age that I was at. Like, I was at an age where I was like, obviously shifting. Coming into my 40s. Mm. My kids didn't need me like they needed me before. I wasn't changing diapers. Our business went like 40% finances went away right away, right? All my events went away. And there was nothing. I mean, we sat around. And so I would like pop the TV on in the morning because there was nothing else to do. Like, yeah. I'm just going to sit and watch something and watch the morning show and act like I have something that I'm going to be doing. and that's fine, but not after a year. And then our church shut down for a year and things just got very, you know, it was intense. It was intense. My kids came home from school. I'm homeschooling them financially. It's just a lot. But I got in these grooves. And I think there's a lot of listeners that understand this. Like, I call it the COVID coma, but we just like got in this coma and I couldn't get out of it. Like, I really wanted to. I read the book. I was like, I'm going to do this, but I needed the support. I needed the class. I needed like, Jenna, tell me what is like, and I have the, you know, not to make anybody feel bad, but I have your friendship, which is very helpful. But often I will tell you, like, tell me why is this weird? Or why am I thinking this? And you'll often say like, oh, that's just shame, or that's not real, or you don't have to worry about that. And that's the stuff that we need in our lives. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're at that place where you're like, I need a shift. Like, I've been stuck in the COVID coma, or I've been stuck in mom world where all I do is take care of my kids, like diaper after diaper. And I'm just trying to keep up and I've lost myself. Like, I don't even remember who I am. I don't remember what it's like to date my husband. I'm just running around like a crazy person. Or maybe you're a working mom and you're just, you know, it's just one thing after the other. And every time you go to something, you're like, a morning routine, I wake up and I'm late. Like, I literally wake up and I'm late. And the only way I can count my days is by shower days. Like, I just want you to know, and obviously Jenna as well, like us together, we're like, there's hope. Yeah. And we believe that within 10 weeks of our class, like, your life can change. Like, I actually believe your life will change if you're willing to make an investment and join us in this.
And show up.
And show
the work.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do the work.
The cool part about, like you were saying, the class, like, I think that actually just making a commitment to yourself and investing, yeah, your money, but then also your time. Like, when else in your week are you going to spend an hour looking at your habits that you have running and your belief, like all these, the nuances that is so essential for the breakthrough, having someone else like a carved out time that you can tell your husband, like, hey, you're on kid duty right now because I'm, you know, hour and a half. And then knowing like it's going to make our whole lives better, not just mine.
It is.
Everyone will benefit.
It is. I mean, it's honestly, your sex life's going to get better.
No, literally.
You're like,
our husband's going to test.
Yeah. And I was like just with somebody recently and she's taking like French lessons to learn how to speak French because she wants to go to France. And she's done 22 classes and she's trying to learn how to do this for a 2 week stay. And I'm like, listen, like we can, and I love that because I'm like all about that. But like, you have to invest in yourself. Like this is like, it's great to learn another language, but if you can't make your bed or you don't know what's next or your kids are taking over your life, like get some help. And I thought it was interesting. I will say this too. I was like one of the last classes. I'm sitting around and I'm talking and everyone's talking about the habit class and how it's just changed their life. And there are guys and girls in this class. So it's not just girls and it's not just young moms. It's a whole mix of people. Yeah. And then they were talking about how they have counselors as well. Like they have a counselor that they go and see. And so I'm sitting back and I'm like, it's interesting that everyone's in this class and they have counselors. And then I just felt the, like, I don't know if it was the Holy Spirit or just clarity. I went, oh, we are re-raising ourselves. Like we are a generation of women and men that have to re-raise ourselves because our parents didn't know what social media was. They didn't know the demands that we would have. They didn't know the assault on our marriages and all the things that are available to our husbands or our kids or, you know, all the things that we needed help with. And so I feel like it's okay to re-raise ourselves. Like if we don't know how to do a morning routine or we don't know how to have a date night or we don't know how to actually take care of ourselves physically, like there's no shame. No. You don't need to be ashamed of that. That's because you weren't taught. You didn't know. And the people that loved you didn't know how to give you that. And so we have to learn new skills. We're in a generation where we have to learn new skills. So that's kind of how I felt. I loved it. I'm taking it again. Like I can't wait. And for those of you that are listening, we're going to do this. We're going to actually start. Yeah. We are starting in the end of April.
Yeah. Last week of April. Last Wednesday of April.
Last Wednesday of April. It's going to be at 10 a.m. our time, which I want to say Eastern.
No, Pacific.
Thank you. Yeah. Yep. I'm like, I always say that wrong.
10 to 11:30 a.m.
And that's a live class. So it's like 10 to 11:30 live class.
For 10 weeks.
For 10 weeks. We're going to get you through May and June. We're going to stop at the end of June because we want you guys to have July and August for your summer vacations and school starts and all that. It is a live class. We would love you to be there live. You don't have to. You can watch it. But in order to really engage, you really need to be there. And we will have master classes. And we have a whole bunch of fun stuff worked out. There's a curriculum, all kinds of stuff. But the sign up is now.
Yeah. And then we have that, like we decided we wanted to kind of like let people experience what it is. So we have a webinar. We're going to do a little small, you know what I'm talking about?
There's a webinar coming up and the webinar is going to be information so that you guys can actually find out more about it, ask your questions, but then also let other people in on it to let them know like, hey, I heard about this habit class, but I'm thinking maybe we should like consider it. So here's the dates, April 12th and 13th. April 12th, it's coming right up. We are hosting a live class. You can go to Havilah, Cunnington.com, my website, and you can grab your free spot, or you can look at the show notes on this podcast and click the link and save your spot. You're not signing up. Don't worry. It's not a sign up link. It's literally informational.
And so it's a class. Like you'll walk away learning how to make a tiny habit and making your own.
Yes.
That you can implement.
Yeah. It's not just informational. Yeah. It's an actual training. So thank you. So the 12th and 13th of April, we're going to teach you a class. You'll get a kind of a glimpse of what it looks like. And then you'll have an opportunity to join us. And I recommend it. In fact, my husband's going to join me this time in this class. Oh, is he?
Yay.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. My husband, it's changed my husband's life.
Yeah.
He's working out every day. He's like 90 days in. He's like, he wrote a book after he made some tiny habits. Like it was,
it's cool. Are you serious?
It's been totally a game changer.
And he's chill. Like your husband's chill.
It's actually kind of shook some of the passivity off of him, realizing he could do like, go after the things a small bite at a time rather than. Yeah,
that's so cool. And I think that's the cool part. Like, there's no shame in this. No. This isn't going to be like it's an hour and a half of step aerobics. Like, this is not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's so simple, and you get to be in charge of how you do it, when you do it, but we're going to give you all the keys, and we are going to, like, we're going to challenge you to show up and be the best version of yourself and
be cheerleaders the whole way. Be
cheerleaders. I'm so excited. And also Jen and I are friends. So everything that you're going to see, we're going to do this together. So her and I are together. We're in this class. So
we have matching sweatshirts on right now. Accidentally. I should take a picture.
It's really funny. So all the details are in the show notes. Go to HavilahCunnington.com for any other information. And that starts At the end of April.
Register now, though.
Register now. You can save your spot right now. Easy, easy. And if you are part of Truth Academy, make sure you look for an email, because we have details about that for our Truth Academy community as well. Jenna, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
I love you so much.
Love you too.
It's going to be such a good spring.
I'm excited.
Me too. All right, you guys, have a great day, and we'll catch you next time. All right, there you have it. That is the final installment of our April Habit Lab series. I hope that you enjoyed it. And if you want more, like it just wasn't enough, or today was one of those aha moments that you realize, oh my gosh, I think I need to re-raise myself, or I need a breakthrough, or I need to get out of the COVID coma, where I'm just stuck in a rut. Well, consider joining us for the Habit Lab Mastery Course. It's about elevating your habits to elevate your life. It's a 10-week course with my friend and instructor, Jenna Zint, and I'll be hosting the course live. Yes, we always do courses, but our courses are often pre-recorded and you don't get that live experience. But I really wanted to do this with you guys. I wanted our community to join us. I wanted that live interaction. And so if this is you, I want to invite you to sit at my table for the next 10 weeks. Now, that sounds really daunting, especially if you're a working woman. Maybe you have kids, or you know, you have a full life. And I understand that. I have a full life. I got the kids. I got the ministry. I got the work. I got it all. So we try to make it as easy as possible. It's only an hour and a half per week. It's live. It's from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Excuse me, 10 a.m. to 11:30 Pacific Standard Time every single week. That is a live teaching, but guess what? It gets recorded so you can watch it later if you can't join us live. And we'll teach for about 45 minutes, maybe within the hour, and then we're gonna pop into mastermind groups that are all on Zoom. It's all organized, it's easy. You don't have to know anything technical, I promise. And we'll pop you in that group so that you can begin with your masterclass to walk through some of the content and give you some next steps. It's gonna change your life. And you know me, I don't say that very often. We do a lot of training on teaching and preaching, writing books, you know, all the skills. This is like for the everyday woman. This is the mom who has multiple littles. This is the woman who has a successful job, but just wants to get back into organizing her life and figuring out her morning routine. This is for any woman and man. Let me say that, because my husband's gonna be there and there's gonna be other men in this class that just wanna jump in and start getting better habits. And you just need that pep talk. You need those stats. You need that homework to just force you to change and to jump in with both feet. So even couples, like let's say you're a husband and wife and you're like, oh, we wanna do it. Guess what? Email us. We have a little couples code, discount code, so that you both can join us. Guys, it's gonna be incredible. It starts this week. So if you're listening to this in real time, click the link in my bio. Click the link in my bio and join us. Even if you're a week past, it's okay. We'll send you the first week. You can listen to it. I promise you didn't miss out, and you can jump right into to the next 9 weeks of Habit Lab. Our goal is to finish by the end of June so that July 1st, you can have your summer. And guess what? Here's my goal. I'd like to get my morning habit routine and my evening habit routine dialed in. I would like to make sure that my little bits of better are linked to getting better at my habits, getting healthier, just eating better, drinking more water, all the good stuff. And I would like to get some of the house chores a little bit more organized. In the summer, it feels like everybody comes home and then I'm just kind of on the fly giving out things to do. I'd like to kind of start my summer with control, like, you know, a plan, right? Strategy. So I'm excited about the Habit Lab because I have the whole month of May to figure out how I'm gonna respond to everybody coming home in June. And for some of you, you might be in school. Maybe you're a full-time student or you work a full-time job and summer, it eases up some of your load. Well, this is a great way to get those habits set, like put in place so you can write that book, you can start that business, you can get your budget balanced, you can lose that weight, all the things you wanna do, but you just need support. I get it, so do I. And I'm a really powerful person.
There is nothing like group support, group think. So this is your last chance to join us. You can click the link in the show notes, or you can go to truththetable.com. You can go to my socials. You can see it there, anywhere there. It's called The Habit Lab with Jenna Zint. We start April 26th. I'm looking at the dates because, you know, I have a little ADD. But we start in 7 days. So 7 days from now, we start the last Wednesday of April. So the last Wednesday of April, and I am looking right now because, you know, I'm a professional. The 26th of April is when we start, and we will go all the way through June 28th. June 28th. So those are those 10 weeks. Listen, 92% of highly successful people have a solid and consistent morning routine. 80% of wealthy people dedicate at least 30 minutes daily to reading, and 4.5 say that you can extend your lifespan by 4.5 years with just a small amount of daily exercise. But at least 8 out of 10 people are more likely to fall back into old and bad patterns, old habits, with than to stick with their new behavior because life is hard. They need the accountability. So you're not alone. 8 out of 10 people that you're around need group. Okay. So join me again. It's your last chance, and you need an invitation. Here it is. Will you join me? Come on, make the investment. I promise, if you follow me at all, I never give you something that doesn't pay back in full force, because I know what it's like to invest when I don't have a lot to invest. So I try to respect what we ask you to invest. It is less than $500 for this masterclass. She could charge easily 3 times the amount because it's live. It's live. I mean, we're there. We are investing an hour and a half of our time each week. We have private groups. We have homework. I mean, there's just a lot there. So again, this is less than $500 for 10 weeks, as well as if you can't do $497, we get it. It's a 3-month payment, 3-time payment of $187. So really, it's reasonable, and I really hope you'll join us. And I just think, you know, every time I do things like this, if I go at it at a scarcity place, if I don't have the money or the time or the mental space, I always, every time I take the risk, I'm always amazed how God provides. And then all of a sudden, I made more at this event, or I figured out how to solve this, which saved me this time. And it's just like, I was able to fast forward my growth, which made me more productive and more resourceful. So I challenge you with that. At the end of this, I would not be surprised if you were happier, healthier, and just had more resources than you started with. Okay, that's it. I'm done with my spiel. Join us. Click the link in my bio. Otherwise, I will see you in our new series for the month of May for our podcast. I love you guys. I'll see you on socials, or I'll see you next week on this podcast.